This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. The professor of giving has spoken. Well, now it's time to get practical. How to figure out where to give and how much. Eileen Heisman is the CEO of the National Philanthropic Trust, and she's an ambassador for hashtag Giving Tuesday. What is that? Well, Giving Tuesday is a Twitter-based movement to start a national day of charitable giving at the beginning of the holiday season. This year, it was on December 3rd. Welcome, Eileen.
Thank you for having me.
So, Eileen, I love Giving Tuesday, but maybe for some folks who are just kind of approaching this season of charity and doing this for the first time or encountering all the technology or saying, how do I give this time of year with all these solicitations? And what's the best way to give?
I think the question of who to give to and how do you decide is actually a good one, because I think most people are just reacting to solicitations. And if something comes in that you think looks good or your friend is giving to, maybe you're going to give to it. But I think another way to think about it is to suggest to make a list of things that are really important to you. It might be something your family's gone through or a friend or an experience you've had in your life with the arts or a healthcare issue. And then decide that that's an important issue to you, and then do some research and look up some charities that do work in that area, and then see who's funding them and see what kind of projects they're involved with and see if it resonates with you. And then you need to step back and decide how much money you want to give, because if you don't have a lot of money, you may, $20 may be your budget, or it may be $2,000, and for some people, $2 million. So depending on your budget, you may want to decide to give it to a few charities or just one charity, but think carefully about what they're doing with it and whether there's going to be impact from the gift that you're giving.
Yeah. And speaking of impact, Eileen, you know, there's been a lot of focus lately, and especially the past couple of years, on the administrative costs of a charity and how effective. So for each dollar you give, you know, what percentage goes to run the charity versus actually going to help folks. Is that the right way to choose a charity?
I think overhead is one element you should look at, but I think you need to look at a lot of other things as well. You need to look at the kind of cause they're trying to support. If it's a mission's complicated, it might require more overhead. If it's a brand new organization, they might have an overhead that looks perhaps a little high to you. So you need to do your own individual research about looking at the mission, who's in the leadership role, how long they've been around, the kind of reputation they have, and to read some of the statistics on your own and not just rely on an overhead ratio, because it's very deceiving and sometimes can steer you away from a charity that's doing a great job.
Is it more effective then, let's say if you have a decent budget, to spread your money around, or should there be this very focused strategy and budget that you kind of stick to every year? What's the most effective way to use that money?
I think you should have two budgets. You know, divide your number in half, or maybe one quarter, three quarters. And three quarters you can plan for, and you should pick maybe three organizations or three causes that are really important to you and make fewer larger gifts. So instead of sprinkling a lot of small numbers around, you know, maybe $50, $100 here and there, you know, decide to concentrate your giving in a few areas. And then stay with those charities for a while. It actually costs charities a lot of money to find new donors, and if they can count you as a loyal donor with a larger gift, you're actually saving them overhead, and more money will go to programs. And that's really important in this sector. And then the other part of your budget, the smaller one, might be for disaster giving. It seems in the last several years, we've had an amazing number of natural disasters. Save some money for the disaster giving. And I suggest when you're going to do disaster giving to not give immediately the day or two after the disaster, but wait for a week, 2 weeks, maybe even a month, because some of the most complicated problems that arise after disaster are infrastructure rebuilding, and often organizations don't know how they're going to do that.
Now, you know, we've been talking about cash donations here, but what about, you know, for example, I moved this year and I had a lot of furniture to donate. Folks have other assets as well, whether it's real estate or it's stock. What's some advice in terms of giving non-cash gifts at the end of the year?
One of the best ways to give at the end of the year, if you have appreciated securities, you know, stock that's been in the stock market and it's gone up and you've held it for longer than a year, is to actually gift the securities themselves. So you don't sell them and then pay capital gains tax and then gift the proceeds. You actually gift the actual securities to the charity, and therefore you avoid capital gains tax, and you get the full fair market value of the stock. So if you got the stock for $10 and it's worth $100, you can take the deduction of $100. In that case, the charity sells the stock, and then they use it for whatever purposes you've intended to gift it for.
A lot of fantastic information. Eileen Heisman is the CEO of the National Philanthropic Trust. Eileen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Carmen. Nice to talk to you.
And head online to marketplacemoney.org to get more tips on how to give right.